Hi guys, welcome back to the podcast, Wellness Walks. I'm Hannah Bright, the Women's Wellness Coach, and I'm here to talk to you about topics covering all things women's health, both physical and mental. I hope you enjoy this episode. Let's get stuck in. Hi guys, welcome back to the episode. Hope you're all well and had a fantastic week so far. Just a reminder, if you haven't listened to last week's podcast episode, then go take a listen now. It's on the most common menopause questions that I get asked quite frequently. And maybe you're not in menopause yet, but honestly, every woman or everybody needs to listen to these because it's so important. And like, most of us are going to come across these questions and symptoms. And yeah, go have a listen. I won't give too much away, but honestly, go have a listen and then come back and listen to this podcast episode. Little update on me. As of today, which is, this is airing on Friday. So yes, as of today, it's 4 weeks until my hen do. It's mad to think it's my hen do. We always talk about hen do's and people's hen do's, and this is actually my hen do in 4 weeks' time with some of my closest friends and my two sisters. Obviously, there's some people that I'm super, super close to that can't be there because we're also getting married abroad. So it's a lot to ask to go on a hen do and to come to our wedding abroad. But yeah, I'm really excited. I cannot wait. I don't know anything that's going on. I haven't been told the location, although I know I'm getting on a plane. So it's abroad. Yeah, that's all I know. I actually messaged my sister today, like, can I have a little bit of an idea on what to pack? Yeah, so that is super exciting. And then it's just full steam ahead with all of the rest of the wedding planning, all the last little bits and bobs. And yeah, it is safe to say I haven't managed to avoid the stress I thought I would. It's actually affecting me at night. I'm struggling to sleep. I'm struggling to fall asleep. Or I wake up in the night and then I'm awake for a couple of hours thinking about stuff to do with the wedding, which I don't need to be thinking about in the middle of the night. And it's not even that important. It's just that thing, isn't it? In the middle of the night, everything seems worse. Yeah, so I am struggling a little bit with a certain level of stress, but it's manageable. And I have so many people around me supporting me and there for me if I need any extra help. So yeah, that's where we are with that. I'm also selling a property at the moment, which it has its complications, don't they? Always. I was speaking to a friend who lives in Australia and she found a house, put an offer in, exchanged and got the keys all within 30 days. 30 days. We're lucky if that happens in 4 to 6 months in the UK. It is mental. So got that going on, but my wedge shred is still coming along nicely. I must say it's very slow and steady, chipping away week on week. I have the last couple of weeks had a few unplanned meals out and a few drinks, which has slowed my progress down a little bit. So I'm tightening things up again now the month before my hen do to make a little bit more progress with my physique. And then I'll have another 5 weeks or so after the hen do till the wedding. So yeah, it's all coming along nicely. It is all going to plan. And I always knew there would be obstacles along the way, as that is life. But I was lucky enough that, you know, I wasn't in a bad position when I started my mini wed shred. So yeah, it's just perfecting things because I do think I like a challenge. I bloody love a challenge. And if there's one big goal in life, it's your wedding day, especially abroad, because there's going to be pool parties and beach parties and all the rest of it. So I just want to feel my best and look my best. And so I'm enjoying it. It's exciting. So that's where I'm at personally. But on today's episode, I wanted to talk about the secret to sustaining your physique for life. Because this is the ultimate goal, isn't it? You don't want to be on a diet, off a diet, on another diet, off a diet, yo-yoing with your weight, constantly stressing about your weight, feeling better and then putting the weight back on. No, that is not a very nice place to be. So the secret to maintaining a comfortable, confident physique the majority of the time is to be living a healthy, happy lifestyle the majority of the time. So it's just creating a healthy lifestyle that you really enjoy, and it doesn't feel like a chore. It doesn't feel like you're constantly on a diet. It doesn't feel like you're constantly dragging yourself to the gym or out for late night runs or whatever it is. So I have managed to get into this place. You know, the majority of the time, I'm pretty happy with my physique. I can wear what I want to wear, and I'm comfortable the majority of the time. Yes, I have times when I want to tighten things up and I push myself a little bit harder, like I am now. But yeah, and it's because I really have created a lifestyle around movement and nutrition that I just really love. I do love healthy foods, I must admit. You know, obviously I love a burger and chips. I love a pizza. I love chocolate and I love a pick mix. They're probably my main loves. Not really a takeaway kind of person. I'm not a cake person, pastry person, but like a bag of sweets or just chocolate. So yes, I love these things as well, but I actually really love eating healthy foods. I love vegetables. I love fruit. I love salad. I love fresh fish. I love meat. I love seafood. I love nuts and seeds and eggs and all the good stuff. So that obviously makes it easier. And if you don't love all of these things, you do have to work out what is healthy that you do enjoy and then eat more of that. So the majority of my diet, you know, 80% of my diet is healthy, wholesome foods. But I make sure that I've chosen ones that I like. You know, the meals that I have in the evenings, I rinse and repeat similar meals all the time, but the majority of them are focused around protein, lots of vegetables in there, usually a carb source like potatoes or rice or, that's my main carb sources. I love sweet potato. And at lunchtime, you know, I have a sandwich probably three times a week for lunch, or I would have bread with eggs or smoked salmon or a bagel with eggs or smoked salmon for breakfast. You know, there's healthy carbs in there, things that I enjoy. But yeah, basically what I'm trying to get at is you need to lose unwanted body fat, you need to be in a calorie deficit, obviously. But then once you get to a place where you're happy with your physique and you feel like, okay, yeah, I've reached my goal, you don't then want to start eating the foods that you used to eat and start going back to habits that you used to have that weren't serving you properly. You know, you need to continue with the healthy habits that you've created whilst losing unwanted body fat. So that means finding foods that you love, that you enjoy, that are healthy and wholesome the majority of the time. Yes, you can obviously have a takeaway a couple of times a month if that's what you really love, or go out for a meal a couple of times a month, or, you know, have a few drinks at the weekends. Yes, you can have these treats, but that's what they should be. They should be a treat. They shouldn't be the majority of your diet, because that is not just health. That is not healthy, not only for weight loss, but for energy, for sleep, for mental clarity, for just overall health. So yeah, creating a diet and focusing your food around healthy foods the majority of the time is really going to help you to maintain the weight loss and the physique that you're happy with, you know, for life, so that you don't start going backwards. Because it does take, especially in our world where there's, you know, you can get Deliveroo delivered to your doorstep in 10 minutes. There's junk food at every corner. You know, it's cheap to go out for meals. It's very easy to eat unhealthily. And it can be pretty cheap to eat unhealthily. So it does mean making an effort to eat healthy foods that aren't loaded with calories that just don't benefit you at all. And it's same with the movement side of things. I absolutely love movement, but I found the movement that works for me. I don't do loads of high intensity bodyweight HIIT workouts, because that's not something I really, really love. I don't do workout classes. I actually really like training on my own. I don't tend to do yoga or Pilates, although when I do it, I think I must do this more often, but it's just not naturally something that I really enjoy. I've worked out that I love weight training. I love the time on my own, actually, the space just on my own. Really love that. Pop my earplugs in. I'm around other people and I love the gym environment, but I love doing it on my own and pushing myself. I also love going outdoors for a run. And it's taken me a while to get there. I've gone through the painful part, but I love that space. I love being in the outdoors. I don't love running inside or on the treadmill. I love being outside. It's the whole process of being outdoors, getting some fresh air, running in areas that I think are beautiful, like near us by the coast, getting some sunshine on me, going out early before other people are there. That's what I really love. So I do that. And I love going out for walks with my dog. So these are the kind of exercises that I do. And I've started to do racket sports as well. I started to have tennis lessons and I'm doing a bit of pickleball and racket ball at the gym as well. And I'm really enjoying that. But if you like cycling, or if you like going for sea swims, or if you love training with other people and doing boot camps, or whatever it is for you that you enjoy, do that and do that regularly. All right. Doing something that you enjoy is more important than trying to do something that maybe is more beneficial, but you don't enjoy and you're not going to do it consistently. Like trying to drag yourself to the gym. If you hate being in a gym environment, you hate lifting weights, you hate doing something on your own, you hate following a program, you're not going to do it consistently enough. And therefore, you'll do it for a while, you'll see some progress, but then you hate it, so you'll drop off. Then you'll start to, you know, go back to where you were before. It's just not sustainable. But working out what you really love and what you really enjoy, and don't worry about what everyone else is doing, you know, do what you love. If you love being in group classes with people, then go to those group classes with a group of people and they'll probably push you harder than you would on your own. But try and progress in those group classes. Whatever you do, do try and push yourself and progress, whether it's going for runs, whether it's group classes, try and go up in the weights in the classes, whether it's sea swims, can you go further? Can you go, you know, longer distances? Whatever it is, you need to try and push yourself and progress. So that is a key. But doing what you enjoy is the key to doing it long term and sustaining your progress. All right. You don't want to be on something and off something and on something all the time, because that's when you never get anywhere. That's when you yo-yo. That's when you really feel guilty for not doing it. You feel like you've failed again because you haven't stayed consistent. You know, there's a lot of pressure on you when you don't enjoy something, all right? And also, you know, if you can, if you've got a goal, so for me, for example, my wedding, I started, you know, working towards this wedding and how I want to feel and look at this wedding a long time ago. I didn't just do it in 3 months. I definitely didn't just do it in 6 weeks. It's probably been a year of slowly, you know, chipping away, and then I'm going harder for this last 4 or 5 months. So make sure you give yourself a lot of time so there's less pressure when you're working towards a goal. And then once you've reached that goal, you know, yes, you can have a little bit more flexibility and a little bit more freedom because you're not trying to lose weight anymore. So you're just trying to maintain. It means you can eat more food. But do try and keep these healthy habits going. That's when we eliminate yo-yo dieting. That's when we eliminate having to go back on another diet. That's when we eliminate going reversing, going back into old habits, starting to move less, starting to eat more junk food, and slowly starting to self-sabotage and gain the unwanted body fat again that made you feel really rubbish. And it's not just about your physique. When a lot of the time women come to me and say, you know, the unwanted body fat that I've gained over the last 2, 3, 4 years is making me feel uncomfortable in my clothes, unfit because I'm heavier than I ever have been before. I can't chase after the kids like I used to. I can't crawl through the soft play like I used to. It's making me feel self-conscious. I've lost all my confidence. I don't want to go out and socialize anymore because I hate what I look like in my clothes, or I can't even fit into my clothes. You know, it's really a struggle to have energy. Struggle to sleep. You know, there's a knock-on effect. It's not just about how you look, it's about how you feel and your quality of life. And so having a healthy life, both with food and movement and mindset, is key to improvements in all areas. So yeah, that's my secret to having a healthy lifestyle and having a physique that you can maintain for life, not just for the next holiday, hen do, wedding, whatever it is. It's the secret to having a physique that you're happy with for life. It's creating a healthy lifestyle that you enjoy. All right, I'm not going to ramble anymore, But I hope that makes sense. And if you need help creating this healthy lifestyle, if you need help uncovering what exercise you actually enjoy and how you can do that consistently and how you can fit it into your week, or if you need help uncovering what foods you enjoy, what healthy foods, because I know you, some of you out there might think, but I just hate vegetables, or I just don't like meat, or I, you know, I don't like the foods that I think I should be eating to live this healthy lifestyle. There is no blueprint. Everyone's different, all right? And that's absolutely fine. But I can help you to find a healthy diet that you enjoy and that's going to help benefit you and get you to your goals for life. All right, so if you need help with this, then reach out to me because I've helped hundreds of women do it before and I can 100% help you too. And I would love to help you. So yeah, send me an email at hannah@hbwellness.uk or message me on Instagram, Hannah Bright Wellness, and I will get straight back to you. I love it when people message me, especially from the podcast, and we can have a chat. You don't have to sign up with me for coaching, but you can. But I just love chatting to women and helping them if I can anyway. So yeah, hopefully that you get something from this podcast. You get a little nugget of information that maybe clicks and you think, yeah, that makes sense. Then I've done my job and I can speak to you next week. All right. Have a fantastic weekend, everyone. Enjoy your walk if you're out on a wellness walk right now. And I will catch you next week. Take care. Bye. Thanks for listening, guys. Hope you enjoyed that episode. If I can ask you a big favor, please, would you be able to rate and review this podcast? I would massively appreciate it. Otherwise, if you want to connect with me, I am on Instagram at Hannah Bright Wellness. And one other thing, if you think there's someone that would benefit from listening to these podcast episodes, then please do share my podcast to them. Any friends or family members you think that will enjoy it. Otherwise, I will catch you next time. Bye.